Stevens Point will pay Valley Bank $1,925,000 for the mall, more than the $1,870,000 it initially offered, and far more than the $910,000 it agreed to after seizing the property. Mayor Andrew Halverson says the deal keeps the city from being tied up for a year and a half in the appellate court system.
This was probably a settlement that was equally painful for both sides, which means it's probably an appropriate legal settlement. But most importantly for the city, it gives us certainty so we can move forward with really one of the best revitalization opportunities we've had for our city in a very long time.
The city plans to demolish part of the mall, move Mid-State Technical College into what's left, and eventually reopen the shuttered Fox Theater Opera House. Valley Bank Senior Vice President Steve Janney says the plan played a part in the decision to settle.
We did look at what it does for the city of Stevens Point. Contrary to popular belief, that does matter. They've got some tremendous projects that are going to be going on that property.
Janney says all Valley Bank wanted was a fair price.
I can just say that there's absolutely no animosity. It was all business. We have no bad feelings towards the city or the government of Stevens Point and wish them all well in the future.
The city may seek bids for the mall demolition in 2 weeks. Mid-State Technical College could start classes by the fall of 2013. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.